Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Renee. Thanks for calling. Thanks for stopping by tonight. I'm trying to read and talk all at the same time, and obviously, I'm not a very good multitasker tonight. It's very strange, but I have another 212 number on here tonight, and I suspect that it may be Shelley. I'm going to bring her in, even though it's pretty early on, and see if that's what's going on. Shell?
Hey, Reen, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you, but it's ticking again,
what
and you're back at the number 212. I don't know.
Did you get a chance to call them and ask them why that would be happening?
I have left messages and no one has called me back, but last night it was fine, or not last night, but the night before it was fine. We didn't have any problems like this whatsoever. This happened Monday night.
Yeah,
strange.
Yeah, because you're a little garbly. I'm having a little difficulty understanding.
Well, that's not unusual, is it? We could blame the phones for that, I suppose. Why don't you try to call in again and let me see if the right number comes up.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and call right back.
All right. Well, while Shell is trying to get reconnected with us, I have kind of a different show in mind for tonight. Because last night, the reason I wasn't on the air is because this wonderful family that I became acquainted with about 10 years ago, they had 10 kids, and their daughter very recently has realized that she is in touch with the beyond, if you will. Hang on, let's see if Shelley can come in any better this time. You're still at 212, Shell. Let's see if the connection is better.
Wow. It's a little better right now. But
yeah, it is from my...
To the woman, she sounds like she's from London. You know, she said you've reached Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
She was horribly at first, but you sound pretty clear right now.
Yeah, you're clearer now too. Well, what I've just told everybody is that tonight is going to be a little bit different because of the great get together we had last night. I was just explaining to everybody about our friend that we've known the family for a very long time, and it's only been the last couple of years that she realized that there were things coming to her that never came to her before, and she's decided to enhance that. So she's been practicing her mediumship, if you will, and she did a wonderful job for us last night, and I think... A lot of people left feeling a little bit happier than before. A lot of people say to me, "Oh my gosh, do you really believe in that, Renee? You seem to be more than, you know, more of a realist than that." And I said, "Well, you know, I don't think it's a matter of believing in it. I think it's a matter of how it makes you feel. The saddest thing in this life that we go through is losing a loved one." Agreed?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So, and you miss them forever. And if somebody can remind you of things or make you feel as though you are connecting with that person again, especially after a long time, it's a wonderful feeling. And it has nothing to do with belief. It has to do with how it makes you feel. It has to do with the fact that it renews that connection that you have missed for so long.
Right.
But one of the things that I kind of wanted to do, because I think people are very confused about the difference between a psychic and a medium or a clairvoyant. There's all different kinds of names. So I did a little bit of research, and I want to read you some of this so that everybody understands completely. There's a lady by the name of Rebecca Rosen, and she is gifted, and she explains the difference between a psychic and a medium and why the distinction between the two is very important. Whether one refers to him or herself as a psychic medium, spiritual medium, intuitive medium, or any other similar title, it's all essentially the same thing, the emphasis being on talking to the spirits in the afterlife. While I refer to myself as a psychic medium, there is a big difference between a psychic and a medium. A psychic isn't necessarily a medium, but a medium is a psychic. Okay, if everybody's confused now, I'll let everybody catch up. This is an important distinction and a good place to start because I meet clients all the time who misunderstand the difference and confuse the two. Psychics tune into the energy of people or objects by feeling or sensing elements of their past, present, and future. Simply put, psychics rely on their basic sense of intuition and psychic ability to gather information for the person being read. Now, did we understand that all right?
Mm-hmm.
You got all that right, Shel?
Yeah.
Mediums.
I understand a lot of it anyway, though.
Mediums take a step further. A medium uses his or her psychic or intuitive abilities to see the past, present, and future events of a person by tuning into the spirit energy surrounding that person. This means mediums rely on the presence of non-physical energy outside of themselves for the information relevant to the person being read. In other words, this is not coming from you. The information that a medium relates to is not coming from you. It's coming from the energies of those who have passed. All medical students are required to take the basic entry-level medical courses, such as psychics, biology, and chemistry. Pre-med students are trained in the basics before moving on to a higher level course and choosing their medical specialty, such as cardiology, pediatrics, or oncology. The emphasis of my work is mediumship, making connections with and delivering messages from people who are no longer living to those who still are. I receive information primarily and directly from the dead. Spirit, guides, and angels. While there are few different forms of mediumship, I work as a mental medium, which means I communicate with the spirits through the use of telepathy. Spirits impress my mind and body with thoughts and feelings that come in the form of clairs. I mentally hear clairaudience, see clairvoyance, know claircognizance, and or feel clairsentience, messages from spirits. I like to say that I act as the bridge between the spiritual and the physical world and the intention of healing both worlds. Now, that's pretty heavy stuff. Have you ever heard all those words? I mean, clairaudience sounds familiar. And I have heard the word clair, but I didn't know what it meant. And it's spelled C-L-A-I-R-S.
I'm not going to interrupt you, but just to make one comment, there are books out there. One of my favorite authors on this subject is Cindy Dale. So if anybody is interested, if you can Google Cindy Dale or even go on Amazon, you've gotten, I think, 6 of her books from Amazon. And she writes extensively on clairvoyance and different type of psychic abilities. She tells her whole story, how this started when she was a very little girl, and she see her whole life and things like that. She's got an extraordinary story. She's traveled all over the world, being seen by shamans and things like that. She's got a very, very interesting spiritual journey that actually developed her abilities more and more and more. She also talks about chakras, like that. So she's just a fascinating individual and just a wealth of information. But, you know, I highly recommend her books. And so a lot of these terms you're talking about already read through, you know, and it's pretty consistent with what you've just said with everything. She describes all the different levels of psychic ability, mediumship, and things like that.
Well, I think I do think it's confusing, though, for most lay people, because unless you've gotten involved in it or read about it, it is confusing. For most people, it's pretty simplified. You can either, like old-fashioned soothsayers or fortune tellers or all that. This is a whole different scenario. This is truly something different. This is not about looking into a crystal ball and seeing you marrying mm-hmm. Prince Charming. This is about guidance from the afterlife. This is about the people who have passed on. And if you are the kind of person that believes that once somebody has passed on and they've loved you greatly, that they're always with you and they always watch over you. For me, mm-hmm. That's important for me to believe and to remember, because otherwise, very often, you would never make it through the death of a loved one.
Right.
You know, very simply, it would be way too difficult. With the I don't know if other people are being able to even hear us tonight with all this static, and now I've just lost Shelley again. We may have to sign off tonight because of all of these technical difficulties and save this show for tomorrow night, because I'm afraid that you're not all hearing me, and I'll have to find out what's going on. So I think I'm going to do that, because Shelley has signed off now, and I don't know whether you're hearing static, but I am. I apologize. I will try to find out what's going on, and hopefully tomorrow night we can continue this, and I have another story or a topic to discuss with everyone again tomorrow night. So forgive me. The world of technology is over my head, and when things like this happen, I truly do not know what to do exactly. If somebody's out there and is listening and can hear me before I close the show, could you call in to 347-989-0352 and let me know if you're hearing me out there? That would be great. If you are, then I won't go off the air. If I just can't have a phone call come in, then we can deal with that, and I can still share the rest of this story. But I want to make sure somebody is, or anybody is, able to hear me. So I'm not getting any calls. The number is 347-989-0352. Yeah, I think there's bigger problems than what we know. So I apologize, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow night, and hopefully by then everything is straightened out. From my heart to yours, God bless and good night. Bye-bye.